On Shark Tank, the ABC reality TV show, entrepreneurs take turns pitching their business ideas to a panel of skeptical investors, otherwise known as the sharks. Now imagine those sharks are kids. Brenda Salinas has the story from Austin, Texas.
Entrepreneur Regina Vadrott stands up in front of 50 people on the top floor of a startup hub in Austin. She's here to pitch her smart pillbox company, EliGrid, to a panel of six kid judges.
So how it works is if you or your dad or mom has to take medications at breakfast time, the three compartments light up, and you would take, let's say, two from this compartment, three from this compartment, and one from this compartment. And it also sends you notifications on your smartphone, so you can track it all online, too.
Unlike the entrepreneurs on Shark Tank, Vadrott isn't here to get investors. There's no cash prize. Still, it's hard fought. The kids are asking some tough questions.
How do you make money?
Do you provide a warranty, like if it breaks?
How are people going to pay for it?
Judges Emma Feibig, Anicia Monsivais, and Piers Powell hear six more pitches, including a social media network for books and a subscription sock company idea from Melissa Huisman.
So we have a subscription business model where people sign up online on our website and they say, give me socks every month. And so we have a sock of the month club.
Anicia, the judge coordinator, is in high school, and the five other kids are between third and sixth grade. They turn in their score sheets, deliberate, and then...
The judges have spoken.
Mike Millard, the founder of Pitch a Kid, gives out the results.
And the winner of this year's first Pitch a Kid event at the Capital Factory goes to EliGrid.
I was a little nervous because I didn't know if they understood, you know, the grand scheme of how important medication adherence was, but they really seemed to get it. They didn't even ask questions about that.
Pitch a Kid judge and co-founder Audrey Millard says she definitely held back.
My dad was telling me in the car like how nervous these people were and how like they're like, oh, I don't know how to explain this in a kid-friendly language. Oh no, what will I do if they don't understand me and stuff like that? So I decided not to go too hard on them.
Mike Millard says kids have a unique way of knowing when someone hasn't totally thought a business idea through.
About a year ago, I was doing a website with my daughter and she asked me really tough questions. She said, who's the website for? How are they gonna know about it? And what I realized that they were non-filtered, honest questions on how to be successful.
Meaning, if you can't explain it to a kid, you probably aren't ready to talk to investors. And just because the judges, like Audrey, are small, doesn't mean they don't take their job seriously, including what they were going to wear.
A couple of days ago, I was searching how to look business-like.
The kids in the panel and in the audience got an introduction to startup culture, and the entrepreneurs practice addressing some of the issues they need to think through for their business model to succeed. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Salinas in Austin, Texas.